Steve Van Runkle's decision last week to move out of the federal chief information officer's position and into a more operational role for the U.S. Agency for International Development took some people by surprise. But he spent 3 years as federal CIO, and a lot of experts think maybe his decision was about as much stepping into a new role to fight the Ebola virus as it was that he maybe just needed a change. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller writes about Steve Van Runkle's legacy in his Inside the Reporter's Notebook feature, and he's here now with details on what people are saying about Steve Van Runkle's impact on federal technology. You know, we have kind of some dark humor around the newsroom when someone passes on, and then we ask each other, is it too soon? And so when I read your notebook this week, I wondered, is it too soon to talk about Steve Van Runkle leaving OMB? And I guess the answer to that is no.
Well, I think because he was there for 3 years, you have that huge body of work, so you can actually look back a little bit and say, what impact has he had? And 3 years, let's be honest, is a long time to work at OMB. I've talked to several people who've worked there for many, many years, and they've said, you know, it was the hardest job that they've ever loved, but it is a hard job. So big, you know, Steve deciding to move on after 3 years, while surprising that he finally decided to go, it's not really all that unusual.
Yeah, 3 years in a job like that, you and I had discussed in the past that people wondered what the next move would be for somebody like him, given he'd been there for 3 years, and what do you move to after that? What do you think his legacy will be, what people will remember about his tenure if we look back 5, 10, 15 years from now?
I think the two things that really stand out of the people I spoke with are around PortfolioStat and around digital services. Now, let me begin with PortfolioStat. That's the idea that grew from the TechStat sessions, that grew from all the other stats that this administration loves, you know, ActStat, CyberStat. And the idea behind PortfolioStat, though, and this is where Steve, I think, brought his private sector knowledge in, is let's take an investment review board like agencies have been doing it and take it up a notch to bring in the business people, the program people, and then bring in the IT and the CFO and the HR and the acquisition and get all the stakeholders, all the decision makers in the room together and figure out how to solve the problems. And a lot of times the problems were not like missing deadlines or projects off schedule or cost, but really, why do we have 17 email systems or what's the next software investment we should make? And how does that investment meet all of our needs instead of maybe only part of our needs? And so those decisions are important. And then a lot of the consolidation initiatives came from this idea of PortfolioStat. Hey, look, we have 7 different systems that do records management. Let's get down to 1 because that just doesn't make sense, or to standardize. The second thing is around digital services. You know, he was the one, the big thinker, if you will, behind the mobile strategy of the government, the digital government strategy. He helped create, just recently in the last month or so, the digital services group at OMB. He also helped, you know, kind of behind the scenes with GSA's 18F and some of the other stuff that's going on, innovation around the government when it comes to how agencies buy services and products in a new way, in a faster way, in a more agile way.
We went through the same conversation when Vivek Kundra left this position, and Karen Evans before him, and Mark Forman before her. As you talked to people this time about Steve's legacy, what did people say? I mean, it's inevitable that people will compare someone to his or her predecessor. So how did those names factor into the conversation about what people were saying about Steve?
I think overall, you know, I talked to a lot of people who are very into this federal community, meaning they spend a lot of time talking with Congress, they talk the executive branch agencies, and I think overall they rated Steve good. They didn't rate him as the best among the four. You know, he was not a visionary like Mark Forman. He was not a doer, an implementer with like Karen Evans. And Karen eventually became a visionary around cybersecurity. And Vivek Kundra, for all the heartache that maybe he caused over his short, you know, 15 to 18 month span, I think people are going to look back and go, well, because of Vivek, the government moved to the cloud more quickly. With Steve, I'm not sure anyone's going to look back in 5 or 10 or 12 years and go, because of what he did this, that happened. It's harder to make that correlation. But now at the same time, I think people are going to say that the idea of PortfolioStat as one example will have a long-term effect that people will remember him for. You know, they'll say, you know, it was Steve Van Runkle who got the government on a better track to manage their IT investments from a business perspective. And I think that's where, you know, his strongest legacy is. But again, you know, he just, you know, I talked to one former CIO who requested anonymity because they're still in the federal community. And basically they said, listen, he did great with PortfolioStat. It was great digital services, but there was no grand vision. You never felt like you knew where the government was going to transform while Steve was in the CIO role. And I think that was a missed opportunity. And it's not, I'm not, you know, I think that was something he could have been more expressive of. Because one other thing, Francis, about Steve is he was either A, shy, or B, didn't like the limelight, from the sense of when he would speak somewhere, he rarely took audience questions. And when he did, he was very knowledgeable. He did a nice job, but he also didn't talk to the press probably as often as we'd like it to. But, you know, we're selfish that way. We like it all the time.
You're correct. We like to have our requests answered affirmatively. Steve is not the only person that's transitioned out of this office, the eGov office at OMB. We have about a minute left. What else is going on there change-wise?
Well, right. Steve's loss is big, but in fact, there's been this kind of steady march of people leaving the OMB e-government office over the last year. I mean, if you remember, it began in January with Dominic Sale, a longtime e-gov policy analyst who moved over to GSA and is working in the Office of Government-Wide Policy. We then reported in June that Haley Van Dyke was leaving OMB, and now actually she stayed on to work in the Digital Services Group. And then the most recently, Scott Renda, who's been at OMB for 5 years, has been a very strong supporter, a very strong contributor behind the scenes around things like cloud computing and data center consolidation, as well as open government. He has actually moved on. He took a job with Amazon out in Seattle. So he's left the federal community totally, for at least for now.
More on this Inside the Reporter's Notebook. Thanks, as always, my friend. It's Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller and the latest edition of Inside the Reporter's Notebook at federalnewsradio.com.